You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, y'all. It's Brittany.
Hey.
Better known as Brit Brat.
Hey.
Brat a tat tat Brit Brat.
Hey. Okay. So I heard you guys want to know about me. So I'm this little girl from the east side. Gang.
Gang.
Duh, I'm a Virgo.
Ooh.
B Nation.
Ooh.
B High. Duh.
Ooh.
And I'm sorry if anybody was wondering. I'm taken.
Aww.
Your little boo-boo chicken. And I guess something fun about me. I don't know if it's fun. But I'm probably like the sassiest Brittany, you know.
For sure.
CSC. And I'm like a transitioning naturalist. So, yeah, like I'm all for vibes.
That's where all my natural girls.
Okay.
Okay. Well, if y'all didn't know, this is our podcast, Uncut and Unbothered.
Unfucking bothered.
Because we Detroit girls, so you got to put the T on it.
Period.
Everybody love Detroit girls.
Fucking playing with me. This is Classy Ass Ash on your mic. Hey. And I am taken for sure. You get on my nerves, but I'm for sure taken. I'm a Scorpio. Don't get nasty. And a fun fact about me is I'm a spooky ass bitch. I'm really into the spirituals. I'm really into vibes and energy transfer. So come correct the get cursed. Period.
Ooh. All right, it's your girl, Miss D.
Hey.
Yes, if anybody was wondering, I am single, and not just single. I'm single as fuck.
She's single.
Right, single. You can go ahead and add me on IG. Osama daughter, 2 underscores. I think, one or two. You can find me. I'm the fine one.
Of course.
And where I'm from the east, but they love me on the west. Okay.
Ooh.
Period, honey.
Scared of you.
Don't be scared. I don't bite. And one fun fact about me is, what can I say? I'm very talented in a lot of different ways.
Ooh.
Freaky.
Talk about it.
Ooh.
You know what?
It.
Don't start.
Ooh.
Please do not start. Okay.
Ooh,
but not. One fun fact about me is like I'm really into photography. I have been slacking on my job a little lately, but you know, that's one thing I do really get into.
Good. Oh, I didn't drop my handles. I'm Head Witch in Charge on Instagram, on Twitter, on Snapchat, if I'm not mistaken. If I am mistaken, I will. Yep, that's me.
I forgot my IG, y'all. Okay, it's Princess 2 I's, 2 S's, B, 4 underscores.
Okay,
ooh, I'm sorry. That is difficult. But follow me on IG.
Yeah.
It's your girl Taz. T Streets, if you nasty.
Are we ever ready for Taz?
No.
Okay.
I'm a Leo, if anybody was wondering.
Leo gang.
August 5th. I'm gonna let y'all know right now. And I'm single. I'm ready to mingle. Holla at me. Yep, she cold. YUPSHE. KOLD. Yep, she cold.
Okay.
On all social media.
Okay.
Is she cold?
Oh, one fun fact. After you get your pussy waxed.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
I'm a warm compress.
Okay. All right. Here is the hot pocket.
Put that thing on ice,
please.
Okay. My name is Jasmine.
Hey.
Instagram is just Jasmine90. That's just underscore Jasmine underscore 90. Don't follow me on Facebook. That's where I'm a mom. So don't look there. just go straight to Instagram. For sure. And a fun fact about me, I think I'm literally the craziest person I know.
Yes, definitely. Facts. The craziest person I know.
Facts. With a Z.
Big fact.
For sure.
You single, sis, or no?
Yeah, I'm single. You know. Taking you all types of dick.
This all my nasty hoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What's
your
fun fact, baby?
A fun fact? Yeah, that's what I said. I'm the craziest person.
Right, you're right. My bad.
And I mean, it's a fun fact that she's taking all the dicks, too.
Okay. That, too.
As long as it's
and
ready.
I'm really not taking all the dicks.
Not all of them.
But you're going to take that shot of Jaeger.
That is disgusting. Jaeger is disgusting.
But you're going to take it, though.
You're going to take it. No, because I don't even have nothing to wash this down with.
You have some coke.
I don't drink pop.
Okay, here goes some
clear. And you suck dick on a regular, so I definitely don't want to drink.
You know me, I ain't sucked my dick in a few months.
She just came back from Kalahari.
She did just come back from Kalahari.
I did not suck no dick.
You can literally just pour it down your throat.
You did.
But she just sucked dick last night. Okay.
Ladies. Not your business.
She sucked
dick. Ladies.
I did not suck dick last night.
Ladies.
Go ahead, here, take that snap.
So I got this new song for y'all. Okay. I want y'all to hear this shit. Let me go ahead, throw it out there.
I might have something for you too, Taz.
This 42 Doug featuring Peasy.
Hey.
EWM Code Doe. Bag Boy Mel Cash Kid.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Who else?
You know, that's way too many people on the song. I don't
play the song.
Shut the fuck up.
What y'all think? Smash or pass?
I'm smashing.
You smashing?
I think that's motherfucking smash.
I smash.
That was lit.
I can
shake my ass.
Good little twerk.
Yeah, good little twerk. Okay. Little cheek.
Good little twerk. Little cheek. Hey, little cheek.
Hey, girl.
Let me hear some more. I want to hear some more music.
Okay.
Give me a couple more.
Let me go.
I'm trying to smash.
I got a song for y'all. So, y'all know I love Detroit. Love Detroit music.
Gang.
My Detroit niggas, period.
Especially the East Side niggas. What's up? I like East Side niggas
for a whole different reason.
Yeah. She just like our East Side niggas.
Tell us why.
Take care of you, okay? They tell you pull up. We got weed. We got liquor. You want something to eat? They hitting Coney for
tell
you. They is all around gentlemen, but they will shoot you.
They will shoot. Okay. Stop playing.
They will shoot. But they be gentlemen up until then.
But after they shoot you, they going to take care of you. Why was you tripping? I don't want to do it.
East side niggas take you back after you stab them.
They do.
West side niggas crazy.
Them niggas loyal.
Hell no.
East side niggas... Gang. West side niggas trash.
Trash as fuck.
Yeah. West side niggas be out after you stab them.
Miss D, let me hear that song.
You stab me?
Okay, so my homeboy Ober Rowland just dropped this new CD this summer. It's called Northland. But he got this one song I like called Dreams. He's talking about all the little hot ladies in the city of the D.
I'm
gonna play a little snippet. Who?
Brit Bread in there?
We ain't in there, but he gonna drop something for us for sure. I'm about to play a little snippet for y'all.
I pick you up now. I'm talking about it in the air when I'm dicking you down. Bitch, you fine as fuck. I'm just keeping it a thigh. Is you down or what? I got the spot on the mile. Tierra Marie, it's apparent to me. Your last nigga was a lame trying to expose you. Can fuck with a big nigga like you supposed to. And I'll stamp that ass when you go postal. It's the world, my baby. Let's go global. I'm still fine, my baby. Them boys Urkels. Had dreams of fucking a Detroit bitch. Dreams of fucking a Detroit bitch.
Hey.
I had dreams of fucking me a Detroit.
Yeah, so y'all like that smash
I
pass,
actually
ladies.
Would
see
smash that.
Okay.
Because I don't even like, you know, all I listen to is 90s R&B.
Yeah,
but I actually like that. He talk nasty shit. I like ratchet music and R&B. It's no
in between. He put it together.
Yeah.
He put it
together. So I'm with it.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm like that.
He had good vibes, but I just feel like you need to hone your craft a little bit more. I feel like he could have been more polished in that. That was a first take, and he thought it was it, and he could have done one or two more.
Yeah.
That's all.
But overall, that's you okay.
I like the vibe.
The vibe.
I like the vibe. Right, I do.
Right. What about you, T-Shirt?
I'ma smash that.
All right.
Ooh. She needs.
Ooh. I got one for y'all.
What you got, Brad?
My nigga Mozzie.
Mozzie.
Okay. He a whole fucking vibe. Okay. All right, here y'all go. It's called Anti-Freestyle. Really out the trenches. We up and popping niggas, fuck the opposition. We up and popping niggas, fuck the opposition. Leave your facials there full, very optimistic. I'm not listening. Hey, single rock glisten. Ask your bitch about the Mozzie, we them top niggas. We popping up at all your shows just to pop niggas. I don't adopt niggas, you are not squad niggas. And that's why I gotta keep it up. Simple, because you ain't squad, nigga.
I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Ooh.
I'll smash. Let me see his face. I'll tell you if I smash for real. That's
a different game. That voice is a vibe.
What you going to
do? That voice is a vibe.
Okay.
I don't know. I probably have to give it another.
Listen.
Yeah, because I don't know about that one. It had to probably like a pass and then listen again. It might be a smash after my fifth listen.
I kind of feel like you got to hear the whole song.
Maybe.
My snippet wasn't enough.
All right.
But it's okay. Y'all got the context of it. I did. Like,
my snippets are always enough.
Okay.
All right.
That's T-Streets on the ones and twos.
So speaking of music, my motherfucking bitch, Teyana Taylor.
Ooh, that's bad.
Am I the only one that love her?
I would love to watch Teyana Taylor and Iman fuck.
Yes.
I thank you.
Have you seen his big
clothes? Yes. I just want to be in the bed with them.
No, legit, when they posted that picture of him holding the baby, I didn't even see the baby. I was so busy looking at
his Teyana, just let me hold the
cheeks. I was like, oh, I didn't even notice a whole child in your arms.
Whoever's watching my life, this ain't the real me.
Y'all know how Taz be like, let me watch.
Just kidding.
I harass Teyana and Iman, like, let me watch.
I would just definitely like watch Teyana.
That's not the podcast. But she stole a whole tour, so we just not even going to say. Because
that's a boss-ass bitch.
That was a boss move. Okay,
I'm sorry.
How you put somebody off their own tour? That shit is hilarious.
Oh, you can't come, but I'm still going.
Jeremiah is a punk nigga. For letting some shit like that go down.
A whole bitch.
She saw it and bossed up. The story is amazing.
Of course it's amazing. It's TT.
It's TT. Yeah.
She's
so great. When they said they invite bitches into the bedroom.
Yeah,
so,
no,
what are the qualifications?
Did you see her three-way performance? Cash Doll one was amazing.
Yeah.
No, it really
because Cash Doll's that bitch.
She is. But did you see the one with Drea?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love Drea too.
Because I just love Drea.
Okay.
And she put hashtag, I wish I was wearing a skirt.
I'm not a fan of Drea because she the type of bitch to drop her baby and blame it on the baby.
He shouldn't have been moving.
Drea like that.
She was mad her kid had homework. What kind of shit?
He shouldn't have homework. I'm my mama.
You had a baby and never expected him to have homework?
He shouldn't have homework.
He shouldn't have homework.
But no, come on. Let's get back to my girl, TT, though.
Okay.
She's amazeball.
TT.
She's beautiful. Can we just say she's fucking underrated?
She is very underrated.
And you motherfuckers not giving her the shine.
Not
she
understand why she is not way bigger than Riri. What she is.
Put her up there with Riri.
For sure.
I agree.
She's just as talented.
If not,
she can dance her ass off. Her
above
body bang. Her
if not above
first
Riri, though.
Album was the shit.
The shit.
It was.
Give it to her. Give
but
it to her.
When we had only like three of us, one of our other friends missing. What's up, Maya?
Maya.
But
hey,
we
Maya.
Went to her little concert or whatever and we was drunk as fuck.
Yeah. But when I say that, no, that concert was amazing. Like, the fact that not only was it her first headline by her show, it was by herself, it was her first show after the feud with Jeremiah and stuff going on. So, like, she was very emotional. You had to be in the building to feel the emotion that she felt.
I'm sure it's not easy to put somebody off their own tour. That's some real bullshit.
You don't know how it's going to go. You just, like, I hope y'all receiving what I'm putting down. Like, you got to understand, artistry is a craft. So you put your stuff out there into the world and you don't know what you're going to get back. Mm-hmm. You don't know how people are going to receive you and your life, your family, your child, your husband. Mm-hmm. That's a lot to put on the spot. And then you kick someone off your tour. People are ready to talk shit and be like, oh, she should have just canceled the tour. And the bitch bossed up.
No, she didn't. Why would you think she would have to cancel, though? Because it's like, she's an all-around superstar.
She's definitely a superstar.
She can dance.
She can.
She can sing.
She can.
She can rap.
She can.
She can dress.
She can.
Like, she can do it all. So why
she should
is she
be
so
way
underrated?
Bigger than what
way
she
bigger
is.
Than what she is. Like, she does, like, when I say she dances, it's not only just for herself. She does choreography for a lot of big stars that we don't even know.
Very, very true.
True.
I wish I had been there. I wish I had been drunk with y'all because it's been a while since I've been wasted and I'm dying.
Speaking of drunk,
who got a drunk story?
Don't we all have a drunk story?
I have. Who's willing to share? I'll share. It's not like a overly drunk story, but I never get this time. Me and my best friend, we went to Pantheon. It was just me and her. We just went to just go get some food, you know, have some drinks. We had been bar hopping all day. So we started off at the bar, taking shots of Patron. We might have
Y'all said day shift after?
For sure.
What'd you say?
Day shift after?
Hell yeah.
Fuck
that
ass.
Fuck it. So we sitting at the bar and whatnot, and... I guess the guy, whoever party it was, he walked up to us and was like, oh, y'all fine, y'all cute, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want a booth? I'll go get y'all the booth. So we sitting in the corner booth. He telling us they got bottles, buy one, get one free. So, of course, we buy 2 bottles. We ended up with 4 bottles, you know, already drunk because we jump on hop and just drinking, you know. Long story short, we passing bottles out in the bar at this point because we like, we not going to drink 4 bottles of rosé.
I would.
2 of us.
Fuck it.
So I'm giving shots.
I'm going to try.
Glasses of champagne out. We leave. We on the freeway on the way home. I had to go to work the next day. So we on the way home.
Reckless.
Tell me why this girl, like, I got to throw up. I had just got my car, still new car smell, everything. Ooh. She throw up on the side of my car and the inside of my car. I'm talking about throw up just all on the roof and back seat.
Get out. Ooh. Pissy. Get out.
She turned it to and the clean exorcist. It up. How the fuck
she needs.
You get she it in the back seat.
Clean it up.
Caught
up.
I don't know.
Matter of fact, pay my car now, bitch.
That was a demon leaving her body. Okay.
Okay.
So I managed, I don't know how he got back to her house. I go to work. I'm just so drunk. I'm like, I have to go. I went straight to her house, pulled up in the driveway, cleaned my car. I'm taking a nap. My car was sparkly clean when I woke up.
You're crazy. I wouldn't clean it up.
No,
I didn't.
No, she cleaned it up.
My best friend cleaned it up. I said, clean my car up. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to take a nap. I'm tired. I'm still drunk. I can't function.
That's a good friend because I would have been like.
She did it. Moral of the story. But we had so much fun that night. We had so much fun.
All the fun was on the back seat of your car.
Simple. Yeah. So I couldn't even be mad. It's a drunken story worth being drunk for.
Yeah, that was a good one. That's one for the books.
I got one.
I want to hear.
So, I wasn't even old enough to be drinking. I was 20. And I had a bonfire at my daddy's house in St. Louis.
It's lit. Bonfire's out.
Wait, sorry. Fuck St. Louis. I'm sorry. Fuck St. Louis. Ooh. There's nothing there and y'all can't dress.
They can't dress.
They can't.
Sorry.
But I was 20. My brother was supposed to be supervising. Moral of the story, he was not. And everybody was drunk as fuck. And the cops came. And I left everybody outside and went in the bathroom and hid. And when I came out.
You going to jail today?
They was going to jail. I wasn't.
Nah, me. This is my house.
But my parents was home. And they slept through all of this shit. And the next door neighbor. Husband was a cop, so the wife came down, so she sent them down. Like, she was like, they good, you know, the cops left. She stayed and got fucked up with us.
Oh.
Shout out to sis.
Okay.
I was fucked up.
She like, yeah, y'all like need to leave know. So I can sis, party with they.
Okay. Simple. Get the fuck out of here.
Trying to get me okay.
I was drunk as fuck. Shout out to her. She's part of the gang.
Gang.
But yeah, that's my little story.
Drunk.
Okay.
So, a lot of drunk stories
lead to my favorite thing,
hoe stories.
I love a good hoe story. I love a good hoe story. I always have an ear for a good hoe story.
Love a good hoe story.
So we going to get one of yours or?
No, you're not going to get one of my hoe stories.
Why?
I'm not gonna get one of my. Oh my!
We're begging.
Okay, I can give you an old whole story. Let's see.
Story.
Okay,
pull one out the bag for me, auntie.
Because you know I'm not as juicy as I used to be back in my younger days. You before season. I was a parent. Let's see. Oh, so there's this big myth that women won't just tell a guy that she wants to fuck. They really think
Lies.
We want more from them.
Lies.
And fellas,
Sometimes
I am here to dispel
want.
That myth.
Sometimes that's all
Sometimes you,
want.
You just look like a giant penis.
Okay.
Yeah.
That we want to ride. Okay. That's it.
The whole thing.
So,
and just because you got big
put
teeth.
Put it in my mouth.
So, mm-hmm. just when I was in college.
Teeth, don't mean you got a big dick.
There was this guy. So, we always used to flirt. Sis. And he looked like a giant penis
giant
to me.
Giant penis.
And I wanted it.
I wanted it. I wanted it.
And I got it. Okay. And then I started ignoring his calls and texts because I got what I wanted.
We did what we came to do.
Yeah. I didn't need anything more from you, sir.
Stop calling me.
I didn't.
Was it drunk?
So,
was it good?
It was good. You know, it was. But drunk? I didn't. Was I drunk? Probably. Because I always get drunk before
did
I fuck.
Did he eat your booty?
No, he didn't eat my ass.
What?
He did?
That was before they was really doing it on a regular. I only had. It was good,
hold
though.
On. I don't ever know when
you
it was out of style.
On a regular?
When was it ever out of style?
Well, you know, when niggas was young, they wasn't into eating ass.
When was
like
it out
that.
Of style?
They wasn't into talking about eating ass. Like
you right. They was doing it. They was doing it. They wasn't admitting it, but they were doing it.
When
anyway.
Was it ever out of style, sis?
Anyway. So I got it, and I started ignoring his calls. And he saw me on campus one day. He was like, basically, like, "What's up?" Like he cornered me like a bitch that saw her baby daddy in the club.
I
like,
need to talk to you. I need to talk to you
right now. And I'm like, "Well, to be honest with you, I thought we did what we were supposed to do." And he was like, "Well, that's some hoe shit." I said, "Okay, well, I'll be hoe.
Your prerogative.
that's fine.
Thank you.
Y'all here, baby.
That's
body.
Quite enough. Have a good day.
Okay. I like
your prerogative. Yeah.
Thank you.
So
I like that story.
In the future, we'll take." Any and all whole stories.
Okay. I got a little something for you. Oh, just a little something.
Is it yours or somebody else?
It's a story. It don't matter.
All right.
So the particular, now let me be my friend. It's me because I'm going to end up saying I. this particular day, this is before my loving and committed relationship, obviously.
Okay. Ashley, the only one with a man.
No, Bridget. No,
oh,
no,
yeah.
Bridget.
Yeah. She for sure.
Shout out to them.
I was, you know, exploring myself and learning things about myself. And I had... You know, I decided I wanted to branch out and try something. So I had never had a one-night stand before. Mm. So I went out on a mission. You know?
Ooh.
I went out with purpose. Ooh. So I'm going to find somebody tonight. I'm looking for a soldier. Hey.
I'm going to ride that dick like a soldier.
So I was out with my homegirls. We all knew what the mission was. Niggas didn't know what the mission was. It's okay. It wasn't for them to know. So I found me a little something that I was feeling on. Okay. And I was like, I was pretty close to shit-faced at this point. I still had my wits about me, but I was tipsy for sure. So
for
at
sure.
this point, it was probably 1 a.m.
Liquor get the coochie wet.
It does.
Sure does.
Especially Hennessy.
Lubricated.
I can say that.
So
I agree with that.
It's like 1 a.m. We only got an hour. It's time. It's go time. So I'm just walking around the bar, grabbing niggas by their dick. That's it.
Whoa.
I'm grabbing, and I'm
Stop.
Not saying nothing. I'm grabbing and I'm walking away. I'm trying to see who's going to respond. So I finally find one little cutie. And when I grabbed, I turned to walk away. He grabbed my little wrist. Like, hey, come here. Let me talk to you for
right,
a second.
You
what
on,
you doing?
Girl?
What's up? What you trying to do?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I set my sights. We did our thing or whatever. And without dropping all the gory details, we got to doing what we was doing. And he was behind me, as they sometimes are. And
he decided.
What are they be following? What are they be following?
I don't know. Mm. I haven't figured it out yet. Mm. He decided... He was going to put his thumb in my butt.
Simple.
Ooh,
future style.
On the first time?
Simple.
On a,
the
on
first
a one-night stand? Excuse me.
Get I freaky. Don't know you.
Okay?
Yes. Are you lucky I'm asking. You put...
Okay.
Enough.
Red flag.
Okay, flag on the play.
He's crazy.
Put it in my butt.
Crazy.
I had to turn and look.
On a one night stand.
That was fucking uncut.
He don't know what his thumb could have came out looking like, first
but
of all.
But she liked it. But she liked it.
I mean, was a lot of people like getting fingers in their ass.
So I didn't stop. I looked back a little bit.
He put
but
his
I didn't
thumb
stop
in her.
Him. And after we was done, I had to mention, like, hey, I'm a lady. You got to ask before you do stuff like that. I'm like, what's up with that? And he was just like, but you liked it.
So I wondered, did he sense, like, yeah, this is a bitch I can put
I don't
my
know,
thumb in
but
my
he
butt.
Told me
he
something about myself.
Uncut. And she lies.
Uncut.
He learned
and we are.
Uncut.
Fucking cut.
And I'm fucking bothered.
And we're on bothered.
That's okay. Fuck.
Period. The fuck?
That reminds me of a little shit that happened to me one time. I remember when I was younger. I decided I was going to sneak in the pool after 10 o'clock, y'all.
Hey.
You know, we had a little pool in the subdivision next to ours. So I guess to going over there or whatever with my little friend and
little
we hop in the pool.
Yeah.
And
y'all went skinny dipping?
Oh, did we?
Ooh.
Baby. But once we got naked, honey.
That poor little pool.
And I felt that jet by the little light. Oh, baby. When I say warm sensation.
One compress.
Oh.
Hot compress.
Oh, you a hot conference. Oh, when you throwing it back in the pool, ladies, I said, oh.
She nasty.
That sound too nasty.
It was real wet, y'all. I ain't know what
was
real
it?
Wet.
It was real wet. The pool.
Probably was both.
Both.
Somebody told me like it's okay to use lubricant regardless if you wet or dry.
Really?
Yeah. Why? I don't know. Just it makes it wetter. Just put a. They say have him put a little bit of lube on the tip of his penis.
I believe that. It's I like that a lot.
I don't know. I ain't tried it yet, but
I haven't either.
I'll try. Cause
my pussy's the ocean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Motherfucking.
Yeah.
Lake. The great.
Yes. We've been eating crawfish and oceans around that motherfucker.
Can I take a dive?
Speaking of oceans.
I want to get an ocean.
What?
You so random.
I sure didn't think you were going to take it there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Okay. So what I do want to say, where I got y'all attention, I just want to take a moment of silence for my man, Mac Miller. Gone too soon, but never forgotten.
Of course. That's so unfortunate.
Put y'all M's up.
M's up. We miss you, Mac.
I mean, I'm not doing that, but that's unfortunate.
Okay.
Moment of
no,
silence.
Really, though.
It is. It's really
gone,
sad.
But never forgotten.
So many celebrities have fallen victim to that.
You're right.
It's to that overdose in the drugs. Because drugs are readily, readily available in Hollywood.
We're going to address this.
We're going to address it?
Yeah.
We're going to address it now. It's not that serious. And talk to people about your pain.
Yep.
Because you never know what the next person's going through. It's okay to check on somebody to see how they're feeling.
It takes 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
To say how you're doing.
Just to say how you're doing.
Yeah. It's a text.
You all right?
You good?
You need something? Can I be an ear?
You do? I got you. And please know, my social media is always open. Whether you know me or not, please feel comfortable to slide in my DMs and let me know what you're going through because I always listen. I always listen. Right. Mm-hmm. All right, nasty hoes.
Slide.
Problems.
Not slide. Don't slide. Yeah,
don't slide.
Okay.
Enter normally.
I mean, you're talking about like, you want to eat somebody's ass.
Ain't nobody about to say nothing back.
Oh, my God.
You can slide, though, because they
But you can slide in mine, though. Yep, she called.
Okay. Don't slide in my DMs.
No, don't
slide. Just,
I can tell. She look like a slider.
Yeah.
Mm.
She's definitely a slider.
Slip and slide.
You slide in DMs, says.
I'm the type to post the shit.
Oh, you don't need DMs. You'll put it on your wall or on the wall.
You know what?
I want you to know.
I had a couple of girls slide today.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. I'm trying to make a move.
Who?
Okay. I'm trying to solidify some shit.
She trying to slide.
My girl got a girlfriend. I'm trying to learn something about you.
Hey,
I'm trying to make a move.
I guess we'll talk about it when I get home or something like that.
I was going to say.
Ooh,
I think we should talk about that next time. We should address levels of sexuality.
Definitely.
What exactly... What's the label?
Because y'all know we coming back for more.
You know you're going to have to hear us again.
Because we fucking uncut.
And unbothered.
As fuck.
But can we address just a quick...
Wow. That was T-Street, y'all.
Like always. Crazy.
Literally.
The bitch is sick. She need to throw up.
She sick. Simple. I couldn't have said it. She couldn't have said it better. Because D... said it.
She's sick. She needs to throw up.
She got to throw up.
Give her a Benadryl. Okay.
But can we address these guys that's like, okay, so I had met this one guy. Of course, he slid in my DM. I was like kind of skeptical about even talking to him, whatever. But legit, 2 days ago, he slid in my DM. Probably texted him for the first time yesterday. And he was already trying to get me to his house. Like,
no, we're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to address it or we're not going to talk about it.
I don't want to come. To your house okay. If I just met you. Take me out.
But take me out. You could be a killer.
Yeah.
You could be a sex trafficker.
You could be fucking boring. I need other stuff to do.
You don't be a setup bitch. You don't know me.
You don't know me.
I probably am.
Bitches are
a setup
bitches. Okay. Because
I've been nigga tonight.
Tomorrow is in progress.
Want to protect themselves.
Okay. Yeah, but see, I mean, even though I'm not a setup bitch, I don't have the heart to even do that. But still, you don't know me.
I should be.
You don't know me, though. Like, it's that easy to set up a nigga.
It's very easy because they always ask you to come over to their house.
They always all the time. I'm in a relationship. If you try to talk to me, I might rob you because I need something for my family.
Simple.
So what's good?
Because if I'm talking to you and I got a nigga, trust me, there's only one thing I need from you.
Your money.
Money.
Even if I don't have a nigga and I'm talking to you, the only thing I need from you is your money.
My nigga.
Money, money,
got my money. He got my dick. So really, I really don't need much from you, but you can give me some more money.
Because you in my face for what? I need your money for bills. I need my money for spending. Have fun.
Because you don't want to get to know me.
Yeah.
You don't.
I mean, you might because I'm a cool ass little bitch.
But niggas don't
even
get to that. Niggas see a pretty bitch if they got a personality. Because these pretty bitches don't have a personality.
Somebody's saying the ghetto, but she love fucking her niggas.
I know. Keep your man, sis. But like I said, I'm from the East Side. But see, look, like I said, I'm from the East Side, but they love me on the West.
They love fucking
you know West Side niggas love East Side bitches.
We ain't
they
ask for your raggedy.
Cause we real.
They ask for us.
Okay.
Cause the West Side bitches.
Okay. If we was raggedy sis, you wouldn't even be in this room with us.
Simple.
That's what the gag really is.
I mean, I hang out with a lot of people that are cool.
Yeah, but we ain't raggedy.
You know, you can't take everybody everywhere.
I mean, you can't.
She can take
don't
uncut and unbothered.
As long as you just don't give
uncut,
me the whole
point. Uncut, I'm bothered.
Uncut. You can't take me now.
We out this bitch.
And I'm motherfucking bothered.
We'll be back soon.
I'll let y'all the next episode.
Eastside gang.
Come back.
Gang.
We gonna miss y'all.
One more time. This is Classy Ass Ash. Follow me on Hair Witch in Charge, Instagram, and Twitter.
You know, it's your girl, Misty. You can just follow me on IG. Also, I'm a daughter, 2 underscores.
Hey, it's Brit Brat. Brat a tat tat.
Wow.
You can follow me on Princess IISSB 4 underscores. I'm sorry, y'all. It's so long.
It's so long.
And that's IG.
And that's IG. Right. Only IG.
Stay off my Instagram. Okay, well, I don't know. I don't have any cute name. It's just Jasmine. That's what it is
Jazzy
on
Fizzle.
Instagram.
Jazzy Fizzle.
Just _ Jasmine _ 90.
Boom.
It's T Streets. Yep, she called. YUPSHEKOLD. Yep, she called T Streets.
And that is uncut and un motherfucking bothered.
We all guys. See you later.
Bye.